What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
The Thompson Twins, back to 1984 and Hold Me Now. You are on 98.5 and this is Weekdays with Mike. Good morning. Now, you may have heard of 11-year-old Abby, who has started a magazine about women in sport. Now, when Abby was looking through sporting magazines in a medical waiting room, she was disappointed to find they hardly mentioned any of her female sporting heroes. And joining me on the line this morning is Abby. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning. Hello.
It is good to talk to you today. This is quite an interesting story. How did this journey for you to start to write a magazine?
So it started when I was at a medical waiting room and I was looking through the shelves of sport magazines and I realised that there were no female athletes in any of them. So I thought to myself, like, why aren't there any magazines about women's sport? So then a few weeks ago, my dad bought me and my sister a magazine, which was about female singers and celebrities and, like, actors. And that's when I finished. When I finished reading it, I said, why aren't there any magazines just about women's sport? So he said, my dad said, why don't you make one? And so I did, and here I am.
You make it sound so easy, Abby. Now, Abby, have you always enjoyed writing?
Yeah, writing, I guess, has always been, like, my favourite subject at school. I remember last year we had little journals that we kept at school and we would, like, write in them every Monday, but I wrote so much that I filled it up in about 3 weeks.
Oh, is that right? So I would imagine that an easy present to buy you would be a journal, I would imagine.
I've got a lot of journal things, so I write a lot.
Now, Abby, what do the other kids at school think?
Well, I don't think most of the kids at my school actually know about it yet. And the few people that do, my friends and the people in my class, I don't know if they realise really what it is. I don't know what they really think. I don't think they think much of it. I don't know. But I know a few of them saw me on TV, so that was cool.
They see you on TV. Oh, that is so good. Now, who have you interviewed or who have you written about so far? Have you got any favourites?
I don't know if I have any favourites. One person that I've interviewed, which will be revealed soon in the next issue. I did enjoy interviewing Hannah Green, the golfer, though, so she was really nice and she was fun to interview. But I don't know if I have any favourites. I've written about a lot of, like, some cricket players, and I also enjoyed writing about Betty Cuthbert. She was interesting to write about.
Oh, wow. That is amazing. That's incredible. You would have had to do some research for that.
Yeah, and I'm right now doing, before I was doing some research about the next one as well. So the researching the Betty Cuthbert was, like, fun. Probably one of my favourite parts about the magazine.
That is incredible. Abby, can you hold the line? We'll play a song and we'll come back and chat some more.
Yeah.
We'll put you on hold. I'm talking to 11-year-old Abby on the line this morning who has started a magazine about women in sport. Back after this one. We're on at 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike, and joining me on the line this morning is 11-year-old Abby, who has started a magazine about women in sport. It's been good chatting to you this morning, Abby. Now, you're only 11 years old. You sound a lot older than that. And you've published a magazine. Where to from here for Abby?
Well, when I'm older, I kind of hope to be a sports journalist or an athlete, so something like that would be great.
What's your favourite sport, Abby? What do you like playing?
I like most sports, but my favourite sports would be AFL and cricket.
AFL and cricket? Oh, that is so awesome. Do you play at school or do you play in your local area?
I play locally because my school doesn't have an AFL or cricket team, but I play AFL for a local team and also cricket.
Wow, sounds like you've got things very worked out for being only 11 years old. Good on you. Now, just finally, Abby, what would you say to other kids your age with similar dreams and passions?
I'd say if you have a dream, just kind of go for it. I mean, it might turn out well, it might not, but like you said, I'm 11 and I had no idea that I'd be in this position right now. But I guess none of it wouldn't have happened if I hadn't just gone for it. So I'd say if you have a dream, go for it. You never know what's going to happen.
You've summed that up so well and so clearly and so simply. I love your passion. I love your enthusiasm for an 11-year-old. Well done. And we look forward to seeing a lot more from Abby in the years to come, particularly with being a sports journalist or possibly even playing AFL and maybe cricket as well.
Thank you.
Oh, good on you, Abby. It's lovely to talk to you today. That was Abby, who is 11 years old and has started a magazine about women in sport. When Abby was looking through sporting magazines in a medical waiting room, she was disappointed to find they hardly mentioned any of her female sporting heroes. So she thought, okay, well, we'll start a magazine. So well done, Abby, who is 11 years old. The first issue actually launched only a few weeks ago on September the 24th, and half the money is going to UNICEF, Australia's Empower Girls Through Cricket Appeal. So that's good news to see that the money's going to some good cause there. You are on 98.5. Good to be with you on this Friday morning. Take that and Rule the World is on the way next.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.